This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution with Juan McCartney is sponsored by J.S. Johnson, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Wendy's, the Ministry of Health, ShopSmart, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, ML Foods Limited, Island Game, Airborne Freight and Cargo Services, John Bull, BTC, Fidelity Bank Bahamas, and Discounts Galore.
The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're going to be talking a couple of things today. Do yourself a favor. Pick you up a copy of the Nassau Guardian. Check out today's perspective is good. It gives good perspective, pardon the pun, on the fact that we don't have time for all these silly games they're playing in Parliament, right? I know the opposition is getting its feet wet after a change in leadership, but we're really going to have to step up our game. And all this posturing and attempting to frustrate the speaker to the point of distraction really needs to come to a halt so that we can get about the business of the country. All right? But before we get into anything else, I want you to know that John Bull is giving you 24 reasons to believe this holiday. Enter to win one of 24 $500 gift cards with every $50 spent. Winners then vie for the grand prize of a $5,000 gift card. Believe, enjoy the joy of John Bull. All right. I want to shout out to my homie Toby Smith there. I got your package. All right. And I'm going to be looking at it. And we got a few things we got to address today, all right? The jurors list is also in the Nassau Guardian, and we're going to check it to see who's on it. I got to be, like, why can't I opt out of being on the jury? Like, I just really don't want to do it. Let me see if I'm in here. This is the first. And I really don't know why all this print people address. Everything cool, though. You come climbing through my window, it can be a problem. McFaul, McComb, McClure, McCartney. McCartney, McCartney, McCartney. Nope. They missed me again. Excellent. You in here? You might be on the list too. I can look for you right now. Hold on. D. Are you roll? Hold on. It's too far down, man. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, P. Q, R, S. There we go. Roll, you know? It's too much to go through, man. where RS? After P? LMNOP? LMNOP, right. LMNOP, QRS, right? No? And now I forget the alphabet. Now that you put me on the spot, I don't know what the alphabet is. Why are you asking me hard questions? I'm supposed to know the alphabet? And from the middle? Anyway, I can check on the break, see if you in there. All right, guys, let's talk about the headline of today's Nassau Guardian, then we could move on. This says COVID November COVID numbers plummet. All right. However, we now have recorded over 700 deaths. And I'm not saying this so you think it's a free for all, but I say this that maybe you could settle down a bit, right? So, after months of overwhelming COVID numbers, November figures showed a drastic drop in cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in the Bahamas. 387 cases were recorded in November, compared to 1,217 in October, 2,738 in September, and 3,540 in August. All right? So a drastic reduction in COVID numbers. They've sent out the dashboard this morning. From yesterday, only three positives. That is a good thing. And it shows that the positivity rate is way down, way, way down. All right? Which is great. But we still have the Ministry of Education. One of my friends in the journalist said they have his cousin's name who's been dead for years on there. All right. However, we have the Ministry of Education saying that they're going to shut schools down early with no exams. I got to say this, right? And I understand that Gladys Anna Martin just got appointed and she does need to have some time to make an assessment of the situation. But you guys got to get schools open, man. All right? Not for fun, not for clout, because kids are being left behind, and some of them ain't never going to catch up. All right? And that's going to be a detriment to our society. So let me read for you this National Review piece that Candia Dames did, and I thought she did it so well. And it's called Missing Out. All right? Missing Out. And here's what's happening. For all the good things in our country, there are those who are in great need and are living in circumstances through no fault of their own that are far, far, far from ideal. All right? And they're being left behind. And to the extent that we don't want a society where we leave kids behind, where we leave them to fend for themselves, and they drift toward a life of criminality because they don't feel as though they have a fair shot as to how they make it in life, we need to make sure these kids get an education. It says, missing out, all right? For many Bahamian children, quality education is elusive. It says, with no electricity supply for months now, several children we met on DeVoe Street this past Saturday morning have pretty much had no schooling at all this term. Their 38-year-old mother told us while holding the youngest child in her arms. All around her, the little ones darted busily across the dirt yard, seemingly carefree. But with no access to learning, we imagine they have significant challenges. The small wooden house where Shakitra Brown lives with her eight children, ages 20, 17, 15, 13, 11, 8, 6, and 2, is sectioned off and is also home to her boyfriend's relatives, including other children who are school-aged but who are being left behind in learning. When we asked how many children in total live there, Brown paused, then admitted it is quite a few to call off without really thinking about it. They get online sometimes, she admitted, but they haven't been online for quite a while. There's a little challenge with the internet and the light situation. We don't have any light at the moment. She said her five children, who should be in school, logged on one or two days since the school year started. Brown told National Review, it does concern me because it's slowing them down on their learning. I really wish they can get back in school like they normally do because over the past year and more now, constantly having them home is more challenging to me because they're always around. They are missing out on their education, so I feel as if they need to be back in school. Brown's children are among the many over-the-hill students for whom the pandemic has hit much harder than other children. Though families from all socioeconomic backgrounds have faced and continue to face significant challenges in continuing their children's education during a protracted period of school closures to face-to-face learning. Minister of Education Gladys Anna Martin said in Parliament recently, while we gear ourselves up to reform education in this country, we're faced on a simultaneous basis with an immediate and daunting crisis brought on by the coronavirus pandemic. On street after street, In communities we visited over the weekend, we had up-close experiences of just how daunting the situation is for so many. Many, like Brown and her children, have no electricity supply, no internet, no running water, and in many cases, no jobs. In some instances, wherever the children lay their heads at night in the decades-old small spaces in which they reside is where they sleep. When they awake, they're not getting dressed to attend school, not in person, and not online either. Last month, Director of Education Marcellus Taylor said 30% of students in the public school system were not logging on for classes. We shudder to think of the long-term impact this will have on these students, their communities, and the nation as a whole, especially given the fact that long before the pandemic, our education crisis was already grave. Desiree Taylor, a teacher at Stephen DeLitt Primary School, who introduced us to families in the area on the weekend, understands the dilemma better than many. "They're not logging on," said Taylor, herself a proud product of the inner city. "I have 30 children in my class, and every day, if I get 12 children logged on, it's plenty. And the 12 that log on after break, some are not coming back. So I have to all day, in between trying to teach, call parents. I don't see this one. I don't see that one. Parents are at work. Children are left home, and we don't understand how far-reaching this thing is. When you leave your girl children at home and your boy children, because we focus just a whole lot on the little girls, but I can tell you the world is upside down now with evil. When you leave them home, they become prey to predators. People know that they're home. Sometimes they lure them with things, especially the inner city children. We imagine that in addition to Brown's school-age children not being in school, the other children we met in the yard on DeVoe Street on Saturday are not either. Brown said it is a challenge caring for the children who are constantly hungry being home all day, every day. But, she said, their father, who works on a key, supports them the best way he can. She herself is unemployed and will soon be a grandmother as her eldest daughter, who is 17, is now pregnant. Fearing it may be insensitive to ask Brown why she has so many children given the tough circumstances, we instead asked her whether she intends to have more. She quickly responded that she is done, as her two-year-old, snug closely against her, looked on curiously. Not far away, on Windsor Lane, Carla Taylor, a 36-year-old mother of three, has seen better days. Taylor has three sons, ages 15, 13, and 2. She told us she used to work at Bahamar, but was made redundant in June 2020. "It's been extra tough since," Taylor said. She said, "I filled out a lot of applications. I've been on a couple interviews. I'm just waiting for a call back. I was a room attendant. It's very difficult because I was so used to working and making that money, and all of a sudden don't have a job and can't take care of them the way that I used to. So it's been really tough because I'm not the type of person used to not being able to take care of my kids. They were always straight until the pandemic hit." Her only source of income is the weekly $100 government unemployment assistance she gets. The children's father does what he can, she said, but added that she is a single mom. Taylor lives in a tiny home with her children, her retired mother, and her sister near the area known as the Big Yard. Her eldest son, a 10th grader at C.I. Gibson Senior High School, logs on for online school at her father's house, she told us. Her youngest son, a 7th grader at T.A. Thompson Junior High School, stays at home with her and her youngest child. The mother said, "Sometimes, like right now, our internet is off, so my neighbor allowed him to come next door to use the internet until I turn it back on. But when it's on, I make sure he's in class every day, but it's a challenge when the internet goes and I don't have the money right away to turn it back on because, you know, I have to deal with the baby. He usually takes most of the NIB unemployment assistance. I have to make sure he's straight first." Brown and Taylor and many other parents are elated to hear public schools are set to reopen to face-to-face learning in January. Earlier this year, officials had put in place a hybrid system, but with COVID-19 cases soaring in September, in a deadly third wave, there was a return to virtual learning, as was the case in the initial months of the pandemic. Taylor said, "I'll be really happy when in-person starts. It's just the challenge of finding uniforms for them to go back to school. That's the only challenge I have, but I'm glad they're opening school." She said they will be able to learn better. Asked what it would mean to have her boys back in school in person, she said, "They could focus more inside the classroom than home. They wouldn't have much distractions, but at home you got people walking up and down. Sometimes you really forget that they're on Zoom."
Schools like Stephen DeLette also provide food for children and a safe haven for many students during the day. Taylor is fighting to ensure her boys are safe. Raising boys in a community where so much crime happens is incredibly hard, she told us. She said, "It gives me chills just to hear you talk about it. It happens so close right in my neighborhood. It's really tough because especially with me, I have boys and they're very easily influenced, but especially the younger ones." Her 13-year-old son, Drexel, looked on quietly as she spoke. He later told us, "Staying home isn't fun. If you're face-to-face, it's more than fun. You can learn more stuff than being on phones." A few corners down on Kwaku Street, a 53-year-old grandmother, Sandra Smith, understands well the pain of losing someone to crime in the area. Her eldest son was shot in the head and killed on Windsor Lane late last month. The crime happened less than 4 months after her eldest daughter died, just one day after Smith's birthday in June. Her daughter left behind three children, ages 18, 15, and 13. Smith said her daughter, 32, had also been a victim of a shooting incident, which impacted her kidneys. She now cares for her children, for the children her daughter left behind, with a particular focus on her 13-year-old grandson, who does not know his father. "I'm all he's got," said Smith, as she stood in the tight doorway of her modest home next to a wreath. She held up a large frame photo of her daughter as she tried to explain her loss. "I feel so bad inside," she said, her cheeks wet with tears. "But I can't let myself get down, because if I get down, there's no one to take care of the kids. So I just take it one day at a time, and I just pray and ask God to just help me, because that's the only person that can help you." Smith has not yet buried her son. She said she had hoped she would be doing so the same day we visited, but she used her money giving her daughter a good burial and did not yet have the money to lay her son to rest. Smith also takes care of her two other grandchildren, though she said she's extremely careful where she allows them to go and who they're allowed to be around. She allowed her niece to take them out on Saturday for a bit of fun. Smith, who had been enjoying a nap when we arrived, said with a chuckle she sleeps better when she gets a little break from the kids. But her tone shifted as she spoke about the struggle to make ends meet. "It's hard," she said. "If I hustle $100, I just make sure the children eat. Sometimes I don't even save nothing. I don't like them going to people begging, because sometimes when children go places around people begging, you don't know what they will do to the children." Smith lives in a one-bedroom house with the children. As we peered in, we wondered aloud where everyone sleeps. She said, "We fit in the best way we could, however we fit in. We just jam up, because to let them go to people to suffer, you don't know who to trust. So I put everybody right in here. The house has no electricity and no running water." Pointing to several gallon bottles, Smith said the children were nice enough to fill them with water before they left so that she could take a bath. The children were out with their aunt. She said they log on for online learning at a community center down the street, but she can't wait till they go back to an actual school. "I want a better life for them," she said. "It's not like the same dreams parents and grandparents have everywhere for their children and grandchildren." On Peter Street, Chantel Jolly, a 37-year-old mother of three, ages 13, 10, and 6, has been struggling through supervising online learning. Her oldest daughter is a student at H.O. Nash Junior High School, and the two younger children are students of Stephen DeLette Primary School. "When virtual learning started," she said, "it was incredibly rough because the only device her children had was her cell phone." Eventually, she said, Taylor, the teacher from Stephen DeLette, provided them with two tablets. Now they no longer need to rotate her phone. Jalid, a married stay-at-home mom, said that during the day she also supervises the children of relatives who have to go to work. "Sometimes up to 11, 12 kids are here." Asked about the struggles of virtual learning and ensuring her children do not fall behind, Jolly said, "I have to supervise. If not, they would be lost because they don't focus. You have to keep them focused. It's stressful because I can't get housework done. It's a lot." Taylor, the teacher, described Jolly as an ideal parent. "She's so good with her children in terms of keeping them focused, their schoolwork, their dress. It's amazing. You would never believe that she has some of the challenges that she has. She actually goes out of her way not to make an excuse. Instead of making an excuse, she said, because this is where we are, this is why we do what we do with our kids. Yeah, life has thrown her some hard balls, and we have some hard situations, but we don't sit down and wallow in it. We make our children to understand education is the escape. Jolly said she's working hard to ensure her children understand they can indeed escape their current circumstances. I don't want them to suffer the way that I did, because growing up in the ghetto, this is hard, she said. I told them, your education is really, really important, so you can make it. Fighting for food, trying to make ends meet is rough, so I tell them, if you get a good education, you don't have to worry about people giving you things. You could go out there and do what you have to do. You don't have to worry about someone knocking on your door, rent gotta pay. You can get your own home. You can make it in life. We'll take a break, and we'll be back on the other side.
If you like a hearty, meaty burger, the A1 Steakhouse King at Burger King Nassau has it all. With flame-grilled beef, lots of bacon, cheese, and crispy onions on a sesame seed bun, the only thing that can top this is the tangy flavor of A1 steak sauce. The Steakhouse King is a meat lover's dream, and with an ice-cold Pepsi and hot fries, it's all you need to fill your day. Get your A1 Steakhouse King as a combo or part of the new King's Feast, only at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Cashmas time, here we go. Mercy's doing it big this year. Cashmas time with extra cheer. 12 days of merry winnings from your friends at Island Game. Friends we trust, hey, we know. Cashmas time, here we go. Prizes and lots of dough. This Christmas, come catch a lick with 20 on your rope. Come quick, quick, quick. And you can win some awesome at Percy's Island Game.
At Fidelity, the holidays are all about family, spending time with loved ones, and being thankful for the little things in life. Worrying about bills should be the last thing on your mind, especially during the holidays. Let Fidelity help you get your bills under control. Fidelity can also get you started with a real savings plan that actually pays you interest. The only thing you need to think about is what you will do with the savings in your pocket this Christmas. Now that's what I'm talking about. Fidelity Bank is here for you this holiday season because you are family, and family is important to us.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Mommy, I want a Barbie truck for Christmas, please.
Mom, I want Minecraft Legos.
Okay, sweet children, just write a letter to Santa and tell him what you want. And if you be nice, he just might put your gifts under the tree.
But Mom, Santa doesn't exit.
Who tell y'all that? I've got great news. You don't have to rely on Santa for gifts for the family this year. You can let Airborne Freight and Cargo Services not only shop for you, but bring your items right at your front door. Black Friday sales, Christmas specials, whatever the occasion, order your items online and let Airborne Freight and Cargo Services ship them over for you. Just call 377-0450.
Ho, ho, ho.
I know that's you, Daddy.
Yeah, we know.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, Bahamas. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. My name is Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. So I read that story, as gut-wrenching as it is to read and to digest, so that you can understand that when we're speaking about casually shutting kids out of in-person learning, when we're speaking casually, see, when you start with me with, oh, Omicron now, right? So, oh, we can do PCR tests now because of Omicron. We got to look at the carnival if it could happen because of Omicron. What I'm talking about when I say you guys are freaking out is that people are suffering and are in deep need and hurt. And when you play games with shutting down and testing restrictions and all this stuff and mess with tourism, am I saying kick the door open and let everybody free for all? No. When you play these games for cloud or for whatever you're doing, right? Real people suffer. Okay? There are people who are broke out here, who don't have no electricity, who don't have no running water, who trying their most desperate to give their children a fighting chance at life. And that every single effort was not made, if every single effort was not made in the previous administration and this administration to get these children back in school, then we're failing them. Not only are you're gonna have another generation of people who are not equipped to take care of themselves. All right, these young boys and girls, this is our future. So you can opt for a future where we educate people properly and we make sure that these people don't fall through the cracks of society as they are falling through. And yes, they make choices, but these children had no choice but to be no choice as to the circumstances of their birth. If we don't take it seriously and we keep, because see, a lot of y'all think we're somewhere else. So, and I say, you know, let's be thankful for a lot of what we do have, right? Because Candia Dames is in the Gambia right now, and she says she can't even describe the poverty, is how bad it is. Remember I told you Gambia has like 2 million people, but less than half our gross domestic product? She said, poverty in Nassau pales in comparison to this. She's talking about these people with no light, no nothing. They're doing better than a lot of people in the Gambia, right? So I want to be thankful that we do have what we have, and we're not the Gambia. And really, for a country with so much money, nobody should be going hungry. Nobody should have their electricity off like this. It really doesn't make any sense. But let's not mistake ourselves. We're not Europe, man. Okay? We're not the United States of America. I know we got some nice roads and a nice airport and all this stuff like that. We have people in desperate need, and we can't do the things they do and expect the same outcomes. So we're going to have to look at ourselves as the Bahamas, and the World Health Organization could go keep its advice to itself, right? Because y'all only listen when y'all want to listen. We're the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and we need to act like it. And we need to assess our own circumstances. So when your prime minister was locking these poor people down and having them arrested for going to pump for the water, looking for clout behind the U.S. and Europe, right? And not using his head. These people suffered, man. And they're still suffering to this day. So these people need to get help. And we need to open up these schools, do it in a safe way, but get these children back in school. And you know what? It's the poorest kids who are suffering the most, because my kids are in school. My son's hybrid, like 2 days 1 week, 3 days the next week, which is stupid to me. I don't see why he can't be back in school full time, but whatever. I'll take what I can get for now. My daughter's back full time, and the difference is markedly observable, right? Imagine these people. The kids have to go home. The kids have to stay home. Parents are working if they can. They're not in school. They're being left to wander the street. Like I told you, I went to DeVoe Street a couple of weeks ago. There are at least a dozen kids out in the street, boys, right? And they're probably too young to be getting into any great deal of mischief, but imagine the boys at 13, 14, 15, 16. They can't be in school, missing out on critical learning. And the reason they're not doing the exams is because they probably know most of the kids will fail them. If 30% of the kids ain't even logging on, how are you gonna test them? So we got to stop living in fear, and we got to figure this thing out, all right? Because we're screwing ourselves, unnecessarily so. I'm sorry, we got a phone call? I'll talk to you if you're still there. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Warren, how you doing, my brother?
Hey, I'm good. How's it going?
Excellent topic, man. Excellent topic. You know, I demand as a believe in the Bahamas being the people. Warren, and you're so right. Warren, you know, I've been on this before you guys start getting on this. See, my boys in private school, too. They're in face-to-face learning. Me and my girlfriend struggling, pain. I didn't know what kind of small job he had hustled to keep my boys in school. It's no excuse. You see, all these churches with all these big spaces, only one clan land taxes paid, they rent to me and you, which I didn't entitled any taxes paid, anything was under our constitution. But one thing get it fixed. And this is why I keep telling you all, the most school failures, they swear they lead to the queen of heirs and successors. They don't like the behavior that people want. I keep telling you all that.
Yeah.
Look at the laws they're passing. I can't go to sit on camera like keep saying this. I can't go by the COP and get a handgun to protect myself. Hey, they get to shoot down. They shoot police. I keep telling you all, if people ain't scared nobody, young people, they ain't going to lose one. They tell me the church ain't going to lose. They playing games. Don't mind college when all them trying to shake a coat. I spent one person money. I spent over $10 million. My money, they had money for that time. Spent all my money taking care of people drunk on construction. I don't go to photographs and do fools. That's why I do it from the heart. Because I love it. One, now, let me talk a little slow and calm down. You see, Government Eye is a good school. I'm HO now. They got the good people. I work with them schools. They got to get to know. They can do these things now. I grew up with Melinda Wilson. She needed to get the people back to school ASAP. Lara Fanna Martin, she can do it, you know. That same PS, Bristol, she's a good PS. We need to put the people back in school ASAP. One, remember, when they didn't mind coming and call all our people dumb and stupid? And not one of the people, they clapping. They laughing. What they say, man, and me, I don't work in no bank and them kind of places. Because the kind of work I do, I'll master the American, the Chinese. I don't care who they is, I'll compete with them. See, this country is a rich country, and only us behemoth people take it for granted. They didn't go back to school ASAP. As a matter of fact, one, go to school till 4 or 5 o'clock.
All right, thanks, my brother. Let's take another phone call. And you know what? I could be like, and see, here's the problem with the government schools, right? And I'm not trying to like diss anybody, right? But the issue with the government schools is they're not afraid to lose their students because they got nowhere else to go. The private schools, they ain't gonna do that. If the children ain't in school, the parents say, well, if you can't put my child, me, if my children have to go back to virtual learning, I'm taking them out of that school, period. And I love QC, but I'm not doing it. I'm not paying money to sit there and have my children frustrated and fall behind. You see what I'm saying? The government schools, where are children going to go? You're going to leave? Okay. What school are you going to go to? And that's why they don't seem to have a sense of urgency with it, right? But you're damaging people's lives. I want you to know that. And between Belinda Wilson and the Union of Teachers and the Ministry of Education and the Department of Education, they should be able to figure this out, all right, by now. So I hope when January comes, y'all have no slapping up. Because you're failing these children. You're failing these children. They're not failing themselves. You're failing them. Officials, okay? Teachers, administrators, we're failing these children. And I don't want them to fail. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, good day. How you doing, man?
I'm good. How's it going?
Man, it's better in the Bahamas, what do you think?
Yes, that's what they tell me.
Hey, listen more. And you know the bad thing is the election that's over the other day, right? And all these people been up in these people's yard. They say I didn't care what neighbor you do from, Bainton, Anglestown or whatever. Everyone who was running for them areas was inside, and it didn't matter if the host was rotten fasted or whatever. They were sitting in your front room, right there looking up in your face, sweet talking to get you to vote for them. Now here it is. Back to square one again, and you probably ain't gonna see none of them people until the next time around. Hopefully I'm wrong. But what I'm gonna say is what? Why they can't make like the school itself a hotspot, like where you could set the Wi-Fi or the router on the school where in the neighborhood vicinity or whatever they could, even if you just sit in the schoolyard and then have it on from 9 to 3, you know what I mean? And then shut it off. You could set the router where it only could be on what you want it to be on. You don't got to be on YouTube or nothing else.
Yeah, you could block all that stuff, yeah.
That's easy. I mean, that, and then I'd even go so far as all the churches, you know, you got a church in every neighborhood. But the church have a free Wi-Fi as well, so the children can sit in that yard. Because a lot of people, and I understand, too, you know, it ain't the fact that people, you know, not only because of the pandemic, because of Dorian. I had a fellow waking with me, and he couldn't, he was paying a generator, trying to pay rent, running a generator, and all of work to keep Wi-Fi in their school, in their apartment. I'm trying to pay the apartment. Some of us have them, but nothing.
Wow.
And it's a young man who lost his whole house, and children coming in our store. And you understand? So it's rough. It's dead rough out here. Understand? I mean, me and you know, because we try out as much as we could. But, I mean, it, little things, I think you could do some little things to help alleviate some. And everything is this big thought, you know. Like, some little things you could put in place to make it a little easier on people. You understand? Like, so, I guess, I mean, you only could make little suggestions here and there. One.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good suggestion. I agree. Thanks for calling. I mean, I'll be fine, you know. Me and my children will be fine. I will scrub toilets on my knees in order to give them a proper education. So we'll be fine. These people, how many of them? 50,000 students in the government school system? They may not be okay. Too much damage may have already been done. Let's go to a phone call and then we'll take a quick break. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Good afternoon. Are you there? No, let's do a break and then we'll come back. We'll read some of your text messages and we'll continue. Stay tuned.
Food security is a challenge for many. Now in a pandemic, many more are unsure of their next meal. Through their Feed 5000 program and a $20,000 donation, AML is working to ensure that everyone has a meal for the holidays, and they're inviting you to help. Now until December 17th, visit any Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Market, or Domino's in Nassau or Freeport, and Exuma Markets in Georgetown to donate and help feed a family in need this Christmas. No amount is too small. Remember, we're all in this together.
It's a different kind of Christmas, but everything is here.
Yes, everything is here at ShopSmart Department Stores. Two locations just for you. One on Mackey Street next to RBC and in the Prince Charles Shopping Plaza. Come on down. Everything is here.
And ShopSmart.
And ShopSmart.
And ShopSmart.
Everything is here.
You've tried everything. ASUS with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. We're talking about school closures and the detriment that it's causing. Imagine people with autistic children and special needs children, how far behind they would have fallen. It's just, see, a lot of people just be talking to themselves talk, you know, like I figured it out, like people in positions of power. Like they don't understand these real people they're dealing with, that or they don't care, right? These are real people who are trying to make it in life, and they need assistance and they need help, right? And so, anyway, it says, boy, one, I can assure you that people who be selecting jurors listen to your show. Trust me, nobody misses your show. But one of these days, they can mean to add you to that jury list just to hear your reaction on radio. Hello. It says, one, how are you? Dolphins, five straight. Yeah, I picked the Dolphins to win. They were just blessed with a light schedule
and a ton of luck. So lately, it says, one, our public school teachers and our country needs to get our act together. All those public school children need to be back in school just like private schools do. If public school teachers are too afraid to teach the classes, then fire them and find someone who will. One, we need a serious push for birth control and education in this country. The fact that people make $250 a week and have three kids show that they don't have the mental understanding of responsibility of having a child. Absolutely. We need better education on childbearing and family planning. Absolutely. However, in the meantime, the kids are here. They're with us, and we got to make sure that they don't lose out. It says, I feel it for these children. They don't deserve their circumstances or their challenges receiving education. The teachers should report when they don't come to class, but teachers can't be expected to chase these parents down. Maybe there needs to be a national discussion about Planned Parenthood, financial literacy, and saving, and the social ills which lead to problems such as these and can make the crime situation worse, as young men steal and kill for money, and young women put themselves at the mercy of men to survive. Absolutely, there needs to be a national conversation. All you gotta do is you gotta figure out what kind of country you want, right? So let's figure out what kind of country we want, and then let's do that. And stop playing games, right? And going from pillar to post trying to appease everybody. Figure out what kind of country. Do we want a country where the children are educated and they don't go hungry? Do we want a country where people are properly taught about birth control, about their reproductive health, about sexual health? Or do we want to have this insular society where we just go church, 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 right? And God can work it all out and not do the basics. All right? So figure out what kind of country we want. If this is the country we want, if this ain't the country I want for certain, if this is the kind of country we want where this one woman is taking care of eight children, her 17-year-old daughter is pregnant, they can't get an education, and the women are so desperately hoping that an education will save these children because they don't have the means to do it. They don't have no money to give them to start a business or anything like this. Education is the way out, all right? That's the great equalizer. I heard Chester Cooper talking about it one time, right? Chester Cooper's got, what is he? The youngest of a dozen kids, something like this. Grew up in like a little small house in Exuma. Right? In Forbes Hill. And he said Chester Cooper's rich, right? And he said, education is what did this. Right? He went to government school. He went to the College of the Bahamas. Okay? On a grant. He went to university on a grant. He says he goes to take a course every year at Harvard. Right? To learn the latest in business that's going on so that he keeps himself sharp. All right? This is how you make it in life. Education. My father grew up poor. Right? They sold gnaps and almonds and used to go diving for conch and silver dollars, shillings, the crazy white British people would throw off the boat. Look at the Negro boy. Anyway, that helped them, and they used that money during the summer. How deep can the Negro swim? They used that money that they would have made during the summer to pay for St. John's. All right? And he went from St. John's. He got a scholarship. That's when 80 of them got married. We got a scholarship to go to University of Puerto Rico, study economics, came back, got a government job. And that's what an education does. Let these people have a fighting chance. They're not going to have a chance if you keep going, pandemic, shut the schools down. This is why they have these big culture wars in the U.S. Because people are like, look, yes, we understand there's a serious situation, but these children have to get an education. Otherwise, what is the point? What is our society going to look like 2 years now? Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll be back.
See something? Say something. Call Crime Stoppers Bahamas in Nassau, 328-8477. That's 328-TIPS. Or from the Family Islands, 242-300-8477. That's 242-300-TIPS. Be safe and happy holidays, Bahamas, from the directors of Crime Stoppers Bahamas.
Helping out each other, family and everybody. It's a simple act of kindness with you, me, and RBC.
RBC wants to spread acts of kindness during this festive season. One simple act of kindness for our friends, co-workers, and communities can cause the brightest smile. Help a stranger, give a food basket, or call an elderly person. Share your stories at facebook.com/RBC Caribbean.
Acts of kindness, RBC.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Welcome back to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. So good to have you with us. We were talking about the education system in the country and really the deleterious effect that it's having and how many people are suffering because of it. All right? We got to try to figure this thing out. We need to understand what type of do we want a country where it's about the children? Right? Or do we want a country where we're just clout chasing, trying to figure out who's right and who's wrong? Because in my mind, it just takes someone to make the decision and say, let's do it. Right? Let's do it. Call the union of teachers in. Let's do it. We're going back to in-person learning. All right? Tell us how you think that could look. We can meet somewhere in the middle, or maybe your idea is perfect, and we'll go from there. You want to stand behind a shield? You want to wear a face shield? The face mask? You want the kids to mask? You want some sort of social distancing. We'll do that to the extent that it's possible, right? But let's figure out how we go back, because we're going to have a really, we're not going to have the country we want if we continue going down this. And all it takes is some political will and people who are determined, all right? So you got two ministers of education. So between the two of them, the director of education, the union of teachers, it got to be you could get these children back in school. Got to be. Because if the private schools could do it, I don't see why the government schools can't. And the government school teachers, students really need it. Because for many of them, this is their only avenue out of poverty. Juan, your thoughts on the government considering the PCR, this test only? You would think the PLP would have this pandemic lick after they had so much alternate solutions while in opposition. Now they're just continuing the same things as the FNM. Nothing new. Listen, I can tell Michael Dovell, everything cool, right? Me and you cool, right? Last I checked. You ain't got to answer every question, you know. Like, why are you looking for a PCR test when at the height of Delta, we were accepting antigen tests? Why are you making it more difficult? For what? Because of Omicron? Let me follow here. What's the mortality rate of Omicron? You're just being reactionary. You guys aren't putting science behind this stuff. You keep saying science and panel and all this stuff like that. What you gonna make it more difficult to come for? In our busiest tourist season. It makes absolutely no sense. What you should be doing, since the US is all reactionary, you should be trying to figure out how to facilitate antigen testing for those tourists who want to return. It makes absolutely no sense, Darvel, to even say that. Makes no sense. To ban the South African countries make no sense. All right, now that Omicron's everywhere, the ban's still in effect.
Yet the U.S. got Omicron. Omicron is not that lethal. Fauci appears to want it to be dangerous, but is forced to admit that it's not that dangerous. Y'all think y'all way through, man. Yeah, pandemic, public health, overwhelm hospital health. I get it. I do get it. We've seen what it looks like when it's raging. But Omicron's not as bad as Delta, from all that we know. Y'all seem to want to hope it's going to be as bad as Delta. And then the carnival can't come. Why? You can't have Junkanoo. Why? Nobody wants to see virtual Junkanoo. We could just rerun old Junkanoo parades. What is the purpose of that? Junkanoo is about experiencing it. And when you can't make it and you're watching it on TV, you're just kind of seeing the costumes and everything like that. But Junkanoo is about being there. It's like we can't figure stuff out. So I don't know what you're talking about. PCR tests? I don't know why you're messing with our tourism and sending these, telegraphing these signals out to the world that, oh, well, the Bahamas is going to make a PCR test. And you know, people don't delve deep into the information. They just hear it and they go, oh, okay, PCR test, Bahamas, no, I ain't into all that. Although there's a lot of free PCR testing in the States, but still. The Bahamian public wished to know what the reason why the staff at the central bank staged a sick out last week, according to media news at the Tribune and Guardian newspapers. I'd have to look up that story for you. I don't know all the details off the top of my head. It says, hi, Juan, why does the government take on the model of some of our private schools like QC and others who seem to have gotten a handle on how to keep schools open safely? They've been proven. The model is there. Just piggyback off of what already works. Exactly. Go find QC, a Meridian. They've been open the whole time. Right? My brother, Pace Christian Academy open. Right? I didn't even know Pace was a thing. But it's like opposite the place where I normally get lunch from. And them kids masked up, they take in exams. I know they had the government school students sitting home, like we don't give a damn. They'll be all right. Yep, 2 years, they'll be fine. I'm convinced that's what it is. We just don't care about them, right? And I often say this, you can't operate your entire country based on just the poor, right? So you don't craft entire national policy in terms of your financial decisions just based solely on the poor. If all you have is poor people, then okay. But you got all different than poor people. But you cannot consider these people. You cannot consider their circumstances. I had a woman just today when I was coming into the... Because here's what's going to happen. You're going to have underperforming kids are going to be underperforming adults. I was coming in the Guardian and a lady asked me for a dollar, right? And I said, I don't have any change on me. Sorry, you know? And my instant gut reaction was, why doesn't this person get a job, right? But I often have to consider how I view things and the lens through which I view things. So I don't know this lady. And maybe she just doesn't want to work, or maybe something happened. Maybe she's mentally ill. I don't know, right? But if you don't want, and you see this more frequently, I was walking today, and I observed the world around me, right? And I particularly like to roll through the hood. I don't stop, I just roll through. And there was a guy, right, walking in the middle, almost the middle of the left-hand lane of Collins Avenue. And he knew cars were coming, and he just doesn't care. He's just spaced out, zonked out of his head. Whether it's alcohol or mental illness or drug addiction, I don't know. But the more you fail these kids, the more people like that you're going to produce. And nobody knows what the hell to do with them. It says, Juan, we ain't the U.S. We spend like we are. New central bank building, buddy. Three new ministries. Well, central banks fund in their own building. Is how come COVID deaths are up but infection rates are low? Because they're reporting the deaths. They're just reporting the deaths from several weeks ago. There's Sheldon Longley, the truest Dolphin fan on the planet. I give it up to you. You believed when no one else did. Juan, tell JJ he's a total fool. He keeps saying he for Bahamians, but I know him for 20 years. Why all be insulting these people? Is Kyrie playing better than the Lakers right now? Yeah, yeah. Says, but the school teachers report to work every day. They teach from the schools. They're doing their jobs. I didn't say the teachers aren't doing their jobs, you know. I didn't say that. I'm just saying everyone got to put their heads together to make it work. It says, now education is a problem. Each time Jeff Lloyd came on your show, instead of asking him tough questions about education, you allow him to spend the entire show. Listen, you need to go get a life, okay? Our education problem in the country has persisted, and everyone's acknowledged it, and it has nothing to do with me and my relationship with Jeff Lloyd. So you go get a life. I'm not even going to finish reading your text. Get yourself a life. You're worried about me. I'm talking about a massive issue with education. Go get yourself, like, a wife, a life, and kids, and something to do, rather than bizarrely monitoring me. One, I think I have an idea. How about public students go back to school and have teachers on a virtual screen? That's if our public school teachers are not comfortable going back into the class. Also, that caller had a brilliant idea. Let students go to their actual schools and use the Wi-Fi and electricity. Since I feel... It says, I get what you're saying about helping the children, but what lessons do parents learn if every time they cry poor, we spring into action to help the kids? They will keep breeding while broke. Parents should be registered with the labor board, should be encouraged to use birth control, and should be regularly monitored to make sure they're doing right by their children. This takes manpower, and we should focus on hiring more social service workers because they are short-staffed and overwhelmed. The fathers should be prosecuted for child support and instead of jail made to do community service while wearing a deadbeat sign. Maybe they'll think twice about planting seeds everywhere. Well, that's maybe a little much, you know? I think proper education. I guarantee you, if you could have shown some of these women in your crystal ball what their future would look like, having child after child after child, many of them would choose a different route, as much as I'm sure they love all their children. Great show as usual. I saw my name on the jury listing, told my fiance I'll do jury duty when people find out what come first, the chicken or the egg. All right, let's take a break. We'll be back on the other side.
Ben, why are you so nervous about getting the COVID-19 vaccine?
I don't know. I've been hearing the doctors, seeing things on social media. One article say this, one story say that, and I don't think I know enough about the vaccine.
Okay, let me help you out. Vaccinated people are less likely to get seriously ill from COVID-19, less likely to be admitted to hospital, and less likely to die from COVID-19.
Kelly, I don't want to end up in hospital.
Ben, the vaccine even provides protection against the new variants of COVID-19, and that's good news.
Kelly, I like how you put it. Thanks. You could help me make my COVID-19 vaccine appointment, please?
Definitely. Don't procrastinate. Vaccinate.
This message has been brought to you by the Ministry of Health and this radio station.
The Bahamas welcomes its newest and best-saving store. It's Discounts Galore. From discounted cleaning products to discounted disposable products to discounted health, personal, and skincare products. For those new mothers, we have specially discounted baby accessories. And finally, just in time for Christmas, discounted toys and novelty items. Conveniently located on Mackey Street opposite Carrie's Fabric Store. Come see us at Discounts Galore, your savings store.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my beds, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
It's a different kind of Christmas, but everything is here.
Yes, everything is here at ShopSmart Department Stores. Two locations just for you. One on Mackey Street next to RBC and in the Prince Charles Shopping Plaza. Come on down. Everything is here.
At ShopSmart.
At ShopSmart.
At ShopSmart.
Oh, everything is here.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Good afternoon. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Someone raised an interesting point with me during the break, and when I talked about if someone could show these women their future in a crystal ball, that they may take a different route. This person said to me, they have their aunties and their mothers and their cousins to demonstrate to them that this don't work. You can't keep having children, and don't have the means to support them. And think that the outcome's going to be any good. And that is very true. And that is part of the conversation we need to have. We can have two conversations at the same time. But we do need to get these kids back in school. We got a phone call? That's fine. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Revolution.
Good afternoon, McCartney.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine. Before I make my point, right?
Mm-hmm.
Candia in Gambia, right?
Yeah.
I want you to let her do an investigative act about the Israeli and the peanut industry there, Dacron, Ms. Saga's daddy named Dacron. I was going to ask the people about his main family, how they took over the whole peanut industry, and the people suffering and they're getting rich.
All right. Believe in joy, the joy of John Bull. Shop this holiday season for the opportunity to be one of 24 $500 gift card winners. Follow John Bull on Facebook and Instagram, where daily winners will be announced. All right? Daily gift card winners will then vie for the grand prize of a $5,000 gift card. See in store for details. Says, greetings, Juan. The government thus far has not been willing to spend money to provide a proper post-COVID-19 environment at the schools. That is the difference between private and public schools. Government is not willing to put plexiglass and provide PPEs, etc., for staff and students. Oh, and to you who I told get a life, worrying about me and Jeff Lloyd, I have always maintained that the schools should have been reopened. Always, always, always. And it was always a problem, and my position has not shifted at all. But still, get a life. Says, good afternoon, Juan. These children need help big time. I agree with you 100%. However, these children were falling behind before COVID. COVID just exacerbated the problem, indeed. So you see that fear-mongering news headline this morning? One, big lead-up, scary music, infection map. Then the lady says the Omicron-infected individuals experience symptoms such as dun-dun-dun, tiredness and cough. Mado. Looked like even she was surprised. I mean, for Christ's sake, that it mutated into something less dangerous is a good thing. Anyway, let me stop. I really don't get it. I'll be honest with you. It says, my roommate who teaches at a public primary school said they're trying to start exams for students with no preparation whatsoever, no warning or allotted time to study. Yeah, I agree. Well, you can have just terrible outcomes. You might as well hold off on that.
Says the people making the decisions, children and grandchildren in school, so they don't feel the problem. Yeah, that this ain't something like y'all feel is extraordinarily urgent, that everybody should have been working on this entire time to make sure these kids went back to school, that y'all could just allow the situation to continue for all these months. It's shameful. But, you know, and in fact, the Ministry of Education wanted to open schools, but the health committee, the health officials told them no, right? And these are the people who are, and you know, no diss in the health officials, but y'all, please. A lot of stuff y'all have done makes no sense, right? Now Darvill talking about PCR tests based on nothing. Like, not, like what has shifted? That there's a variant that emerged? So PCR tests now give greater risk to tourism? There's one stop in the hood and have a drink, man. We have the coldest beers. I can stop, well, depend on what shed you in. So, right? That depends, right? Good day, I hope you'd read my text the exact way I send it. The PLP swing us, the voters. They kept the travel visa, that going up on bread basket items, carnival snuck in, PCR test requirements, and the list goes on. In addition, the government intentionally dropped that press release over the weekend while Bahamians were partying. The truth is, Glennis has failed. She came in September, same month school started. No excuse why no exams or report card. Failure in hiding, they good. Jeez, give Glennis a minute, will you? I mean, give her a minute. All right? I'm saying she can be successful, but we got to stop. It's a, and she labeled it accurately, right? It's a crisis. It is a crisis. Before the pandemic, we had problems with people leaving school, not being able to do basic tasks on the job, right? Barely employable people. What do you think is going to happen at this rate? The Ministry of Education needs to stop this all move or nobody move philosophy. Also, decentralization must occur so the school districts and individual schools can have more freedom to operate. This says, if the hotels can be fully open and everyone can go there on the weekend and travel, etc., kids should be in school. Yeah. This afternoon, comrade, I've always believed that the school system should be more focused on developing a better society than learning about dead Europeans. Hopefully, one day, we'll get it right. Yeah, I agree. I think you do want to have a society where you teach standardized, where you have a standardized education that the kids can go off to get a better education anywhere in the world, but to the extent that a lot of the kids aren't going off to get a better education, school's the best shot they have at it. So you gotta teach them financial literacy, you gotta teach them money management, you gotta teach them the basics on how to operate in the workforce, right? And no, we don't want no job, we want the natural resources and sit home and check and eat 5,000 calories a day and go on trips and buy Lamborghinis, right? But there are people like this woman with 8 children who just want to work to take care of her family. So you teach them money management. You teach them the basic tasks, how to perform on the job, all right? You teach them the basics of credit, all right, and debt. You teach them about their reproductive health from young, right? From young, from about 12, right? 12, you're old enough to start learning about, you know what I mean? What's happening to your body. And it ain't got to be nothing graphic. But you need to be taught, listen, it's best to abstain. But if you do not abstain and you do not use protection, here are the consequences. STIs, right? Pregnancy. XYZ. And show them where they have access to it. Right? We got a caller? That's fine. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, Juan. Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm good. How's it going?
Excellent. That's my 2 cents. Now, I think your family, your granddaddy would have been the McCartney of Andrews Avenue.
Yep, that's right, Hebron Alley.
Yes, Hebron Alley, right on the corner. I grew up there. I'm over 50, so I knew your granddaddy. Don't remember your father, but...
My grandfather was John.
Yeah, but McCartney's was one of the wealthiest in that community.
In Hebron Alley?
Yeah, well, in the Andrews Avenue Grove area.
Yeah, when my father and his other siblings became adults, they really helped my grandmother and their other siblings as well, a lot.
Well, for us growing up, true that, because I grew up on Andrews Avenue, mm-hmm. we considered him to be more, and he was a disciplinarian. He was one of the last truant officers, I think.
Yes, he was a truancy officer, and he was a prison guard at one point.
Yeah, and so he was disciplined, and he protected his kids from, because we had a rough community, so his kids were protected. His grandkids, we never really got to play with y'all because he kind of shielded y'all. That's what I can remember. Because we grew up rough. If you know Andrews Avenue, one of the biggest drug lords was actually a resident of Andrews Avenue who recently was shot and killed.
Yeah, you know what, though? I never got the sense that I was in any danger. I spent almost every Sunday at my grandparents' house. And I never got a sense that I was in any danger.
And I think that's primarily because there was a respect, because the same persons grew up with reverence and respect for Mr. McCartney.
But,
so I just wanted to point that out. But we viewed him as a successful man while the rest of our families were struggling. He had already, in our case, established. We were renting. He was one of those who owned his own place.
Yeah.
But so it goes by. But I to address the main point that you on education, a lot of us grew up with single parents. Mm-hmm. Bad choices, bad decisions. We can't take that away. They have to be held accountable for it. Mm-hmm. But I also want to add in, listen, the church, and I don't even want to say church, God through the church made a difference in the lives of a lot of people. So a lot of people who aren't educated or a lot of people who made bad decisions, had many children, single parents. I assure you that once they found God and they began to enter these churches, their lives changed. So they didn't live the life they was. They were educated. The church educated them on how to conduct themselves, how to live, even financially. So a lot of them became successful. Or they were not out there committing crime because now they had an accountability to God. Mm-hmm. So the church plays a vital role. Not that the church is perfect.
Right.
Not that, so I want to emphasize that if we can change the heart of people, I believe that a lot of these young women can change. So I don't buy that if we educate them, mm-hmm. that they would be that they would stop going and having sex. I think you may catch one out of a thousand. But the majority really need to change their heart and mind. And I just wanted to add that. And thanks so much.
Well, thank you. And thanks for speaking so well of my grandfather. I appreciate that. All right. Yeah, I was through Hebron Alley. I never felt in any way in any danger. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. McCartney.
Hey, how's it going, my brother?
Yeah, but you know, of course I know that, brother. I don't even have to recognize his voice, but once he's that age, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got a joke for you because if that's Mr. McCartney, which used to be on the scooter, right?
Yes.
I used to break off running, right? Even if you're on your way to school and you're late.
Right.
So it wasn't like you're ducking school. You're heading in the direction of the school, right? A couple hundred yards from the school, but once you see him, right, you break off running.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
That means you're ducking.
Right.
Yeah, so this is what was going on. In the early 70s, late 60s, you see, I'm saying I started maybe walking maybe 70 or 69.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but Mr. McCartney, I just wanted to comment on the, you know, I like Levon's show, but I didn't get a chance to call him. It was on fire. And so, yeah, you know, but the education system, I think you're saying the children should be in school because I see the education divide and the digital divide, right? And so, you know, Levon's from the inner city and, you know, I'm from the inner city and I'm amazed what I'm seeing as far as the youth. You know, I just see two of them walking up and down. But I mean, some is my family, but they're saying the up and down. And I know they ain't on no line or whatever in the online classes. But what I'm saying is the social repercussions and the fallout, my heart cries out and dies out for the situation I'm seeing. But it's all, this is a construct. There's no way of doubt about it. Talk about shock, right? On Levon's show, just to make a humorous joke. Yeah, I'm in shock. I'm in shock that the both past and previous governments right now, you know, I mean, I don't know. It was a minister, but Glenn Zahnemann.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, but I respect Glennis, you know, and Glennis is in the inner city, and she feels it, and she knows it, and so I think she shows a greater sense of urgency since she came in, right? But there needs to be a greater sense of urgency. They're talking about shock treatment and all that. I mean, you're always going to have incorrigible teens, but the question is, since we're all intelligent, maybe they should look into B.F. Skinner the psychiatrist experiment on positive and negative reinforcement.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and finally, which one is better? You know, I just don't call it here myself. A lot of, you know, all the messages I sent. But, you know, Mr. McCartney, in the inner city, I just had this conversation with this Scoochie, right? That's my cousin, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, man, in the city, man, Mr. McCartney, man, I'm seeing it on the ground, man. You know, people like me, I'm telling you, man, I, you know, these people, they ain't together, man. I know it's going to be a real, real social fallout subsequently. And I'm looking at the laid-back attitude of no form of urgency, man. This is scary. Yeah, and then I wanted to point out that, yeah, my daughter went to a private preschool, but they had the plexiglass in between. They showed us the setup before they had reinstated the educational program at this preschool. And I realized that she went to school for, like, the last semester and couple of semesters. She didn't contract the flu at all, versus before that even was in. And before they was even wearing the mask every so often, you know, children, they're more susceptible, they get every now and then.
Right.
But I noticed that this, the last phase of the pandemic, with those implementations that they had, she didn't try the flu at all, no cough, no nothing.
Excellent.
So I think the last texter, and of course, Ms. Belinda Wilson is correct, because they agree with her because there's a consensus amongst them. But, you know, this is, Mr. McCartney, if I have a conversation, you have, everybody have a different outlook according to what's in their brains, you know.
Yeah,
and so as far as this concept of, it sounds eugenical, as far as sex education is, of course, integral, but the question is the social integrity, that it should be choice, but if you educate the people, but they don't understand the ecosystem, poverty will result in this. Poverty will result in people having children unwantedly because people are taking advantage of people. This is what it's designed to do. And I'd like to reach a message out to my brothers and sisters. Stop killing one another, because this is, they're doing the works of eugenics. Have a good day, man. Bless up.
Okay, buddy. Listen, I'm with you, right? We need more people. We could use a greater population in this country. Yeah, I all got to be in Nassau. But the only thing is, can you take care of them? Right? So if I was rich, I probably would have had 6 children by now. Right? But I know what my capacity to take care of my children properly is. We got a phone call. Let's do it. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, Vaughn. What's up, brother?
Hey, my brother.
All is right. I hope the weekend was good with you and your family.
Yeah, it was restful.
Hey, Vaughn, listen to me. At the end of the day, I think I spoke about this before. Let me clarify myself on this radio. I spoke about the same issue during the past government, the government that I support. And tell Mr. McCartney, the parents, right? Not Miss Belinda Wilson, not Miss Glennis Hanamat, not Mr. Zane Lightbourne, not the teachers, nobody. But until the parents then step up to the plate and try to teach your children. I don't see why that Mr. McCartney has to be responsible to know that the rich child is not online. I think that's the parents' job. And then what we discovered also, Vaughn, that a lot of these parents, right? It might hurt some of y'all, or what I can say. Some of y'all just completely don't care. I can't use another word. Just don't care about your children, because if you ride around Nassau right now, as this talk show going on, you got children them running up and down. This child running up and down. I see last week, Mr. McCartney, I took a car to go to the doctor to drop some stuff. So I went to a certain corner. I wouldn't call the corner. And I wouldn't call the name of the corner. The three little boys in the road with this bicycle. So I say, man, y'all don't care about your life. You know what they tell me? F me.
Wow.
Okay? This the kind of society we living in. But then they want to take these same children, who these parents don't want, try to steer them in the right direction, to put them on the box and the stress on the grandmother, the school teachers, the Ministry of Education. Your parents, look in the mirror, parents, and see where you going wrong. Not where Belinda Wilson or the school or the Ministry of Education going wrong. See where you going wrong. You created the monster, you know. Now you got to deal with it. So if you created that, why take that and put it on someone else?
Yeah, I agree that there must be accountability to it. I completely agree. At the same time, we can let these bad parents cause us an entire generation of poorly performing, poorly educated, poorly socialized adults. So, A, stop having so many children. If you can't take care of them, if you could take care of them, go have a dozen kids, right? But when it comes to the point that you cannot take care of them and the state is assisting now, okay, then
you need to make some serious observations about the choices. You see? It says, I'm sorry, blaming parents is stupid and disrespectful to teachers. This is exactly why teachers are paid so little. Teaching requires talent and skills and training. No one says that stuff about any other profession. Blaming parents is stupid and disrespectful to teachers. Why? Why? Clarify that. No one is disputing that teachers are very talented. Jesus knows I couldn't do it. It says, God bless your heart for bringing awareness to this massive problem, but change is constant. Yesterday's children killing one another in the ghetto today. Today's children may be targeting out east and out west tomorrow. Anyway, God forbid, I pray this problem gets fixed now. As it stands, right? And I could be here and sit in my elite bubble and go, ah, let the children do what they're doing in the inner city and all kill each other out and don't get educated and have a bunch of children and all this stuff like that. But it's going to eventually become everyone's problem, right? And plus, with just a few different choices, your life could be radically different. Radically. All right? You won't be able to do a lot of the things that you feel comfortable doing, still get positive outcomes, but you can have fun. You can see the world. You can live a full, fruitful life. All right? And be comfortable if you just make some different choices. All right? And it's our duty to help people realize that. And you get tired, right? Because I went and spoke to a group of kids at, I won't call it the school, but it was a public school. Anyway, I went to speak to a group of kids at St. Andrews, right? And I don't care how you feel about what I'm about to say because I lived it. I went to speak to a group of kids about at St. Andrews, and these were the most mannerly, thoughtful children I've ever met in my life. They're about 12, right? The age of the class. They asked me about journalism, what I did. The teacher asked me to come speak to them. A teacher, is a foreign teacher now, asked me to speak to his class at a government school, right? First of all, the class at the government school was three times the size of the class at St. Andrews. Second of all, this teacher couldn't control that class. Children, when they hit a certain age, apparently they don't have any more respect for teachers a lot of times, or maybe it's just they kept talking to each other, cracking. And I told the teacher, and the teacher was like, after, he's like, sorry about that. And I told him, I said, look, I'm not coming back. All right? I'm too busy. And so after that, I said, you know what? I'm not going back to any schools to speak to kids. But I looked at myself, we're all human, right? And I thought to myself, it may be difficult and it may be disappointing for you, but maybe, just maybe, one time you'll go and you'll say something that will change the course of one of these people's lives. And if I could do that, it's worth all the rudeness and disrespect and unruly behavior. So when you open your school back again, I'll come talk to you. It ain't gonna be every day, but if you want me to, I'll come. Value. We got a caller online. Let's do a call and then we'll go to a break. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. No?
Good afternoon, everyone. How are you?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. This is Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Kind regards to you and your family, man.
Thank you so much.
Bring you a cup of Titan prayer.
Thank you.
Yeah, but this is a very important topic, as always, the topics. And one, you know, parents, to whom much is given, much is required. Our parents need to be held more accountable.
Yes.
That's my wonder. Teachers can only do their part, but the parents, so they get a buy-in. They get a buy-in to how important it is. And B, one day I realized that children want, you know, I have adult children, I have a grandson. But what's important to you as a parent will become important to your children. If it's drunkenness,
yes.
If it's going to church, if it's partying, if it's education, whatever's important to you as a parent becomes important to your child and your children, grandchildren. And sadly, the reality is we have a lot of young parents, but that's for the grandparents, I'm going to step in. And I think something needs to be put where those persons need to be held accountable. The children need to show up to school, be interested in getting the work. The other persons who are in this country from other nationalities, as much as pushing them, talk about them, trust me, they understand the importance of free education.
Right.
My mom left school at 14, 11, 12, 14, they leave school. They had to leave school. And now we have it free, and we're letting it squander away. And I end with this one. Education gives you options in life. And stop settling for crumbs.
Yes.
Big thanks. So keep talking and telling parents, do it. Do it, daddies. Show up. Mommy, show up. Be there for the children.
Very
good. God
bless you, sir. Thank you so much. Let's go to a break. We'll come back. I'll deal with your text messages.
BTC Business's new smart solutions powered by super fast, reliable broadband, you'll feel like there are more versions of you working for you. From website design, development, and digital marketing to promote your business, 24/7 business class support to cloud solutions, security, and more. Growth today.
Wendy's and Coca-Cola are back with $45,000 worth of upgrades for you. Upgrade your premium lunch combo to a large or purchase a large salad and a Coke product and get your scratch card for a chance to win thousands of prizes instantly. You can win a PlayStation 5, plane tickets with spending money, weekend hotel stays, an iMac, iPads, iPhone 13s, tool sets, washer and dryer sets, and thousands more prizes. Visit Wendy's Facebook page for more details on the Upgrade My Life promotion. Rules and restrictions apply.
As we grow old, Percy's doing it big this year. Cashmas time with extra cheer. 12 days of merry winnings from your friends at Island Game. Friends we trust, hey, we know. Cashmas time, here we go. Prizes and lots of dough. This Christmas, come catch a lick with 20 on your account. Quick, quick, quick. And you can win some awesome at Percy's Island Game.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
There's no reason to skip holiday traditions this year once you know the facts about COVID-19 vaccines. These vaccines are safe and effective at preventing severe illness and death. They've been placed through rigorous clinical trials and are used in countries throughout the world. Data confirms that vaccines can also provide protection against variants of the virus, including the Delta strain. COVID-19 vaccines help to protect you by teaching your body how to fight the virus. Without the vaccine, you and your family may be at risk of serious lifelong complications from a COVID-19 infection. By being vaccinated, you can remove regret and fear that someone you love will be impacted or die from COVID-19.
Merry Christmas to you.
Persons wishing to be vaccinated should visit the website vax.gov.bs. The Ministry of Health and Wellness also encourages persons to pay attention to announcements on when a pop-up vaccination center will be hosted near you. This message is brought to you by the Public Hospitals Authority. The Public Hospitals Authority, working together for best quality healthcare.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Revolution here on Guardian 96.9 FM. I'm Ron McCartney. We're going to deal with your text messages. Can't take any more calls. But I thank you for calling and for your input today. It says, Juan, you're so spot on with this knee-jerk PCR test requirement. Also, if the travel health visa is free for Bahamians, why not let the negative test be the only requirement and eliminate the health visa process? Yeah, I don't get it either. I don't get why the health visa is still a thing. Because before the election, they said they were brave. Davis said, we're going to end the health visa. And he called it a corrupt scam. Remember that? But yet we're still doing it? This says, our government can't follow the private schools because Belinda Wilson will find a problem for any solution they put forward. I mean, I don't know that Belinda Wilson is the problem in this scenario.
It says, so the 17-year-old can't see what the mother's going through or the mother can't warn her. I mean, very true. She could see, they could look around their environment and go, I don't want this, right? I want to do stuff, right? And experience things. I don't want to be living like this. Says our leaders are unaware of what is going on around the world. We have no virologists to say exactly what's happening in the country, so our leaders are just guessing. Now they're talking, they want to pay people to take the vaccine. Pay them for what? The vaccine free? If they're going to take it, they'll take it already. This last set who take it, you had your big uptick because everybody who wanted to go to the States, they took it, right? Send them to another country, they could use them. Since tourism is booming around the country, the government would be mistaken to mess with the one source of significant income in the country. Further, kids need to be back in school, thousands of students and people to serve them. Surely kids can go back to school. Yeah, of course, the kids should be back in school, and we're playing games now, man. All right, so, and don't mess with the tourism, Papa, right? We're just now seeing, like, businesses are now reporting that they're seeing this upward trend, right, over the course, and that's much to do with tourism. So I would be very careful, Darvel, on speaking to any changes just off the cuff about considering PCR testing. Because what I believe you're trying to do and able to move adroitly and all this stuff like that, but what you're really doing may actually be harming the tourism product. It says more testing is the answer, remember? Darvel ain't making no sense. If he had stepped, Minnis would have raggedy him right up. Oh, in the house. Hey, Juan, they need to teach common sense stuff like save money, change a tire, check your oil, make your bed, cook a simple meal. Agreed. You heard that the girls nowadays don't cook? Is that true? What is that about? You could cook? What you could cook? They put you on blast, eh? No? Let me show you something. Anyway, fastest way to get a man over to your house is to cook him a meal, all right? Cook him a meal, even if ain't no sex involved. The fastest way to get him to your house is to cook a meal. With that being said, the fastest way for another woman to get your man over to her house, so if you don't cook it for your man, someone could cook for him. You can find somewhere to eat. Good afternoon, Juan. These children need help big time. I agree with you 100%. However, these children are falling behind. Before COVID, COVID just exacerbated the problem. I don't get y'all. What is is it instinct a woman should cook for you? So, so I must do all of it and cook too. You can't cook me a meal. I provide for your children and you're the home and all this, and you can't cook me a meal. Says, don't go down this road. Juan, my sister's in the U.S. with a PhD in special education. I wish she would come home to help these kids. She wanted to work here, but Ministry of Education was not working with her, so she left the country. She teaches at Salisbury University in Maryland. Say the fastest way for a man to get me to go to his house is for him to cook for me. It goes both ways, bro. This is a great show as usual in Nassau. They call cooking a meal, bringing home some bamboo shack. Day one, I took a 50% pay cut so that I would have more time to devote to my two sons. It was a hard pill to swallow. I grew up without a father and knew the pain it caused. As parents, we must be prepared to do what it takes to make sure our kids are properly socialized. Wow, 50% pay cut. Jesus. Just wanted to be honest with you. So far, Michael Darvel, as Minister of Health, has not impressed me. I don't get the PCR test thing. I'll be quite honest with you. It says it's not a big number, but too many children and teenagers leave home with quota and have to bring something back home, and the parents do not care where it came from. On a side note, the PHA is willing to put these vaccination propaganda commercials on instead of giving out the data on people being hospitalized due to a second COVID infection. It says, ask the same lady to pay all the bills and watch how fast she runs. You ahead. I don't know. I don't live in y'all world, right? So, anyway, if you should provide for your family, and if you're doing that, allegedly, and if you're doing that, your woman should provide a comfortable place for you to be. That's, I'm old school, I know. It's every person for themselves out here with some of y'all. Say, cook, folks these days burning steam. This says, I think DeWitt was insensitive and not mindful of the social deviances in today's family structure. Some parents have to work and are single and cannot afford oversight. We need social symbiosis to overcome this. DeWitt was being modernly realistic in this, was not being modernly realistic in this topic. I mean, what I took DeWitt to mean is that he's talking about the parents who aren't good parents, right? Is it parents or students who need the shock treatment? Selah, think on these things. Further, if the government did what Shalynn Pendling recommended 40 to 50 years ago, called National Youth Service, and didn't have so much jokey leaders who played politics, I sincerely believe the Bahamas would be further ahead than backward and crime-infested. What say you? Students in the Bahamas and U.S., I'm glad you decided to go back to the school. Sometimes the kids just need consistently positive voices because they don't have it at home or in their community. Few things as impactful as a stranger who continues to show up for them. Yeah. Says perhaps when face-to-face happens again, bring the truancy officers back. As a parent, it's easy if you are accountable to and included in your child's life. Give them the education tools and be interested in their learning. So I think a lot of Bahamian children grew up in those sensitive inner city areas and turned out okay. It's a mindset as well. We as a people need to stop waiting or looking for the white knight to save us. We have to take responsibility and take advantage of the opportunities of education to make a way for our future. Why do some do well and some don't? Choice in a lot of instances. Yeah, and you know what? Anyway, this is a long story, but I learned working at the hotel that a lot of these people come from the inner city or come from poor backgrounds, and it was solely their drive to live that way that has them working, hustling, legitly, all of this. People mad at me now about the cooking thing. More men can't cook than women these days. Juan, the cooking line does not work. My daughter is a registered nurse, cooks all the time, and good food too, but somehow cannot land a good man. Oh, my. Well, so that's not your daughter's fault. We got to get out of here. You guys have a great day. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Take care, Bahamas.